In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be more gentle with you than I was at the early service. Plus the early service, well, it's early. I don't know what else to say about it. So when I say, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power, you all are going to help me. So be strong in the Lord. Okay, hold on to that. I need you to hold on to that. So I know many of you are very familiar with that. You've heard that maybe once or twice this past week. Amen? This morning we're in the Gospel according to Mark. And it's good to remember, well, it was good for me to remember, maybe for you too. Jesus' disciples had not known him very long at this point. They had seen him teach and do some wonderful things, but they were had just finished one of these teachings, and they got into the boat, and he says, let us go across to the other side. And then something sort of happens. And in this moment, Jesus takes the opportunity to show to his disciples that he's more than just a teacher, more than just their rabbi that they have chosen to follow. And I suspect maybe, just maybe, they weren't totally thrilled with him. Because he comes to the boat and he says, let's go over to the other side, which means they are now going to cross over this body of water. And a storm came. Now, I don't know, sometimes those storms sneak up, but when we know a storm's coming, we kind of have a hint. Now, not that they had radar, but most of us who live in Florida, do you need radar to know when it's going to rain? We know. I'm looking out there now thinking, I think I'm going to be driving in rain later today. I don't need to check the radar. I've lived here most of my life. I know when it's coming. I expect they maybe had the same sense, and they went, well, okay. And in the middle of this journey, their teacher, their rabbi, the one who called them to follow them, is asleep. Now, I'm just thinking, this is a new rabbi. They're like, you wake him up. I don't know. You wake him up. Why are we following this guy? I mean, does he even live around here? Does he know what he's let us into? The boat is not just taking on a little water. It's being swamped. You know the difference? See, taking on a little water, nobody cares much about taking on a little water in a boat. But when a boat is swamped, maybe you've had the experience of flipping a canoe. Anybody ever done that? When all of a sudden the water level in the canoe is same with the lake or the river that you're in, that's what we call swamped. The water wins, by the way. The boat is being swamped. Their new rabbi is asleep on a pillow. And they're like, great. Left a really wonderful career fishing, and now I'm going to die in a boat. Because I followed this guy, took us out into this lake or sea, as you see fit, and now the storms come up, and he's just going to sleep through it. So they finally wake him up. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he woke up and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. This isn't just some rabbi anymore, is it? This, brothers and sisters, is someone who is behaving like God. They probably immediately went back to their understanding of their Jewish scriptures in creation when God spoke over the chaos and brought about all that we see and enjoy this day with his voice. And here their rabbi, just a rabbi that they're following, they enjoy his teachings, and they're thinking, yeah, it's pretty good. We'll get in the boat with him, go to the other side. And in the middle of it, he shows them something else. In this early part of their relationship, he shows them he is God, amen? Because no one can do that but God. I mean, I've tried it. I mean, there's been moments I'm like, winds, be calm. Otherwise, I'm going to have to vacuum the pool again. Didn't work out. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus is showing them more about himself. They've heard his call. They have heard his teachings. They've, I believe at this point, have seen some healings, perhaps. Not sure. But he's certainly seen him stand up for this understanding of who God is. And now he reveals even more as their relationship begins. He's not just a teacher. He just saved them from perishing in this boat, not by taking the helm of the boat, but by taking control of the storm. Amen. That is different than anything they had seen. And what a beautiful response he has to their panic. They're panicking. And he just calmly stands and says, "Peace, be still." In fact, I don't know if he stood or not. We don't really know. To me, I think the best part would be as if he was just laying on the pillow and they shook him and he's like, "What? Do you not care that we're perishing?" And he just went, "Peace, be still," and rolled back over. I mean, he was young. He could have still been acting that way, right? I think that would be way better. I think we imagine this big dramatic thing because probably Hollywood showed it to us at some point where he stands up and he stands, "Peace, be still." I'm thinking he just went, "Peace, be still." And everything stopped and everybody's like, "Whoa." And he says to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And then they recognized. See, he tied his actions into this understanding of God. And they went, "Oh, he's more than a rabbi. Maybe he's the Messiah, the Savior." And as I read through, I thought, doesn't that sound similar to our own lives? We come to this understanding that there is a Jesus. And we like what he has to say because he says these wonderful things. And if we do them, we're actually pretty nice to one another, right? We could live this life by his example and say, "This is good. This is good." But that's how the relationship begins. We begin our relationship with an understanding that what Jesus is teaching is good teaching for us living together as one. Amen? But then sometimes things happen. Sometimes our life has little storms. And the question is, what do we do then? And if we're new in our relationship with Jesus, we may not immediately think to go looking for him or even call out to him. Or maybe we think he's not interested. Maybe we're wondering, "Do you even care?" And I can say in my own life, I've had these moments, some more dramatic than others, so to speak. But there was one key moment that started everything for me. Well, there was two. This was the second one. The first one was about I need to do better. The second one was about I need something more than myself to make it. And I won't go into the gory details, but let's just say it was a really bad morning and it was my own fault. And I realized for whatever reason in that moment, I was in pain. Life had not gone the way I wanted. Things had completely fallen apart. And what I really just desired was for somebody to care. Doesn't anybody care? Why isn't there someone there that I feel like loves me? Maybe why isn't there someone there that I can love? And in that moment of crying out to God, and a part of me thinking, I got nothing to, I don't think he cares, but I got nothing to lose. Because I got nothing that I can do to find any gain. And I cried out to God. And there was peace. Now, he had to work slow with me. It took, more years than I'm willing to share with you right now to understand that in that moment, God said, "I hear you." And probably in my case, he said, "Peace, be still. I'm with you." And then my relationship grew. And I learned that I can cry out to God when I am in need and he is always with me. And I can do that in many ways and I could be worried about how I do it. But then I can look at this and they just said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" They were unhappy. I have practically written my own book of Psalms, laments to God in my life, because there are times I'm thinking, "Are you even there? Do you even care?" And I just go on and on and on, and I'm sure he's just going, "Ugh." And then I finally stop, and I listen, and then I have a sense that he is with me, and his peace goes through, and I reach a calm in my storm. Now, here's something important to know. Just because I have reached calm in my storm doesn't mean the storm ended. What it means is I've been able to find something bigger than myself that helps me stand in the storm. If we think that all the storms will be removed as we build our relationship with Jesus Christ, that isn't true. The storms will still remain. They just won't look so big to you anymore because you know he's got your back. You can cry out to him and find your peace, and you can keep moving. That's what happens, and you rejoice in it. And funny things happen, little things that give us good examples. So a week or so ago, some folks were here working on the yard. It was late in the afternoon, and something happened with the building, believe it or not. What are the chances something would happen with the building? And as this person was watering the grass, something went sideways. Morgan and I were over in the office, and suddenly there's a knocking on the door. Help, help, and then the water, and all this going on. And Morgan leans in, she's like, I don't hear very well, you may know that. I don't know what's going on. I hear some thumping. It's like, well, if they need me, they'll let me know. And she comes, you need to go out. Something's wrong with the water. And I come out, and this person's been here watering, doing diligent work and keeping the place beautiful. The neighbor is out there who walks his dog out here, and they're like, you got to do something, and the water's going everywhere, and on and on and on. I'm thinking, okay. It was late in the day. I was done for the day. I'd already had my big storm, so I'd already found my peace, and I'm just walking down the sidewalk. And these folks are kind of shooting about, trying to figure out what to do, and the neighbor's telling me how horrible it is and how much money we're losing because the water's spraying everywhere, and I'm like, it's a well. And I come around the corner, and water's shooting as high as the roof of this building, out of the side of the building. I thought, that's interesting. And I walk around the corner, and I realize that the insides of the hose bib have come out, and it's just spraying straight up in the air. And it's just everywhere. And I thought, okay. And I calmly turned around. I walk over to where the well is, to where I can't figure out how to use a lock that I haven't used since high school. And I went, whatever, I can fit under there. So I crawl underneath, and I turn the water off. And it stopped. Now, I'm not Jesus, obviously. But, you know, in that moment, I could have freaked out, and we could have had a big panic, and we could have, all the things that could have been. And I just went, whatever it is, the Lord is going to handle it. And I know that sometimes when we're going out to do big things for God, big challenges come to distract us, to keep us from staying focused on what he's called us to do. And sometimes if we're sort of early in our relationship or we're not having a great day, we forget that. And we start paying so much attention to the storm, we can't even see God anymore. And it often happens in those little things, doesn't it? For me, it happens more often in traffic. I mean, I can forget God in a heartbeat when I'm behind the wheel. And hopefully he's not paying a lot of attention to me either at that point. But, you know, he's still there even in those little things. And he calls us to walk with him, to be with him. And as we spend our time with him, he shows us more and more of who he is. Because he is always who he is. The question is, can we see him? And how much do you want to know him? Because he is always reaching, always reaching. And those good days, I reach back. And I say, yes, I'm here with you, and I know you're with me. And I want to know more, and I want to experience more, and I want a deeper relationship. And then some days, not as much. And some days my life crashes like everyone else's life crashes, and I've not so politely maybe cry out to him and say, do you even care? And as always, he does. Even when I don't have the peace of mind to at least show him a little respect, he still cares, and he will still bring peace to your storm. Your storm may not go away, but you will find strength from him in your weakness, to stand in the storm. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus, God incarnate, in that boat, he had nothing to fear. He was not afraid, because he knew the strength of his power. He knew that he could calm that storm. He wanted them to know that he could, and he needed them to know where their strength came from, so that they would be able to have a deeper relationship with him and let go of more of who they are, so they could be more of whom he created them to be, just like he does for us today. So, brothers and sisters, I say, be strong in the Lord.
And in the strength of his power.
Amen.